I think if we could get started, I appreciate everybody making the early arrival possible, and I know that a number of you have other Bosnia programs today, so we do need to get started. I'm Rick Barton. I'm the co-director with Karen von Hippel of the project on post-conflict reconstruction here at CSIS, and so on behalf of John Hamry, our president, I welcome all of you and our distinguished visitors in particular. I thought since many of us have not been working in Bosnia the last couple of years, and there's some unfamiliar faces here, it might be a good idea to just very quickly go around the room and have each of you introduce yourselves. What we would like to do today is to have a very informal discussion, and highlighted by brief remarks and direct questions. That will allow all of you to participate, and will give the translators, the interpreters, a chance to work on somewhat even footing. So we can start with very brief introductions, and that will set the tone for the rest of the day. I will skip beyond the people whose names are here, because Michael Johnson is going to introduce them. But why don't we jump to the end of the table? Anybody who does not have a name tag in front of them, please introduce yourselves.
Good morning. My name is Darko Zelenika, Minister Councillor in the Embassy of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
My name is Rajka Djeric, Savjetnik Ambasaj Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Suzanne Finney.
Deborah Isser from USIP Rule of Law Program.
Carla Winston from USIP Jennings Randolph Fellowship Program.
My name is Vlasta. I work for Television Slovenia.
And my name is Slavoj Bleko. I work for a Croatian news agency, HINA.
My name is Branka Slavica. I'm with Croatian Radio Television.
I'm Linda Bishai. I'm with the USIP Education Program.
I'm Chrissy Hoffman, USIP Rule of Law.
Erin Hespi, USIP Rule of Law.
Laura Demetris, CSIS PCR.
Emila Brkic, Refugees International.
Mirela Brook, Voice of America.
Voice of America 2, Omer Vatrik, Bosnian Service.
George Geta, Associated Press.
I'm Laurel Miller from U.S. Institute of Peace.
Robert Beecroft, now with the National War College, former head of mission for the OSCE in Sarajevo.
Jocelyne Zablit with AFP.
Bisera Turkovic, Bosnian ambassador to the United States.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm Michael Johnson, the registrar. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. We did something very undemocratic. We did not let the people in the rest of the room introduce themselves. Please, fire away. The one thing I'd like to add is, if just because you're sitting back there, please make sure that you're involved in the discussion as well. Or if you'd like to, if you think you're going to get lost, bring your chair up to the table. We do have quite a few corners here, and there's plenty more space, I think, around the camera as well. So feel free to just slide your chair up. We certainly don't want any division here between of the participants.
As I indicated, I'm Michael Johnson. I'm the registrar for the Court of Bosnia-Herzegovina War Crimes Chamber and Organized Crime Chamber. It's a unique project that I'll explain very briefly in a moment. As everyone knows, to my left is Neil Kritz, of course. To his left is Madam Judge Majida Krešo, the President of the Court of Bosnia-Herzegovina, within which the War Crimes and Organized Crime Chambers function. to Rick's left is Minister of Justice Slobodan Kovac, and to his left is Vaso Marinkovic, the Deputy Prosecutor for War Crimes Special Department of the Office of the Prosecutor of Bosnia-Herzegovina. And if I can launch this off a bit, in reading the post-conflict reconstruction project material for CSIS, there are four primary objectives, and I suggest that this project directly addresses all four of them. You have in front of you a project implementation progress plan. We also have it in digital format that's available with all of the previous documents that were produced in respect to this particular development initiative on the part of Bosnia-Herzegovina. Very briefly, I will suggest that the International Registrar is a temporary conduit to bringing in international resources to a national justice sector in order to make that national justice sector capable of meeting international standards of due process and fair trial for the most complex criminal cases of organized crime and war crimes in a post-conflict environment. On page 13 of the project plan, you will see the mandate of the International Registry. It is twofold, very simply, to provide that financial resources and expert technical assistance as needed by the Court of Bosnia-Herzegovina, and to ensure that the work product of that institution meets international standards of due process. The project began a year ago. It is a five-year project funded by a consortium of international funders. And I will tell you that within the first 8 months of the project's development, it was certified by the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia in The Hague as meeting all international standards of fair trial and due process, sufficient to transfer for the very first time in history indictees from an international tribunal back to a national jurisdiction for trial and disposition. I suggest that this is has been achieved by the extraordinary courage and initiative, hard work, and genius of the President of the Court, the Ministry of Justice, and the Chief Prosecutor, who are far more important for you to listen to than me. And I'll turn it over to President Krajicek.
First of all, I would like to express my deep gratitude and my personal pleasure on behalf of the delegation for having the opportunity to be here.
Pružena, dakle, prilika da se obratimo ovom skupu, da izložimo naša viđenja dosadašnjeg uspjeha u reformama pravosuđa na čijem čelu je sud Bosne i Hercegovine.
To convey my personal pleasure to have the opportunity to speak at this group and convey our opinions on the matter and also present our success in regard to the reform of judicial system, which is headed, of course, by the Court of Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Nalazimo se u jednom presudnom trenutku za pravosudni sistem Bosne i Hercegovine.
We are at the turning point of the judiciary of Bosnia and Herzegovina and its situation.
To je trenutak kad su počela suđenja za ratne zločine u odjelu 1 suda Bosne i Hercegovine.
That moment is, of course, referring to the time when the war crimes trial started at the Court of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Ova suđenja nisu samo značajna sa aspekta žrtava koji žele da dođu do pravde.
These trials are not only important for the victims who want to see justice served.
To je i drugi aspekt suočavanja građana Bosne i Hercegovine sa istinom, sa samim sobom i sa onim što se dogodilo.
But it also is important to the citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina to face themselves and to face what actually happened.
Posljedice ovih suđenja mogu biti vrlo značajne za Bosnu i Hercegovinu.
Consequences of these trials can be of great importance for Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Jer će put kojim smo krenuli, koji smo trasirali, biti vrlo bitan za budućnost Bosne i Hercegovine.
Because the road that we have taken can be of great importance for Bosnia and Herzegovina and its future.
Naime, Bosna i Hercegovina je donijela i usvojila čitav set zakona prije nego što su počela ova suđenja.
Bosnia and Herzegovina, before the trial started, has brought a whole set of laws.
I tim zakonima smo omogućili da suđenja pred ovim sudom mogu se odvijati u atmosferi pravičnosti, fair suđenjima i poštivanja najvećih standarda koji su bili primjenjivi i u Haškom tribunalu.
These set of laws have provided that these trials can be conducted in the most fair manner, respecting the highest international standards that ICTY has approved as well.
Ono što je bitno istaknuti je činjenica da pred ovim sudom mogu odgovarati najveći zvaničnici, kako bivši, tako i sadašnji našeg sistema.
What is also important about these trials and the court itself is that the court is prepared and ready to trial cases against the highest officials, both previous past officials as well as present.
Te da pred ovim sudom ne mogu biti imuni na suđenja ni gradonačelnici gradova, ni visoki politički i vojni zvaničnici.
So even mayors of municipalities, former generals, cannot be immune before this court.
Tu su, dakle, i šefovi policija, članovi vlade, dakle, svi oni, bez obzira na funkciju koju su obavljali, a ogriješili su se o zakon.
Amongst these we also have chief of police, we have members of the government, so all these people, regardless of their functions, can be trialed before the court because they have breached the law.
Mi jesmo veliki akcent dali na odjel 1 suda Bosne i Hercegovine gdje se sude ratni zločini.
We have given our emphasis to section 1 of war crimes within the court of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Ali ništa manje pažnje nismo posvetili odjelu 2 gdje se sudi organizovani kriminal, privredni kriminal i korupcija.
But of course we also have given our attention to the section 2 for organized crime, economic crime and corruption.
Dakle, u tom odjelu se događaju stvari vrlo bitne za ovu državu.
So in this section very important things for this country.
Ono što je okosnica suđenjima i u odjelu 1, odjelu 2 i odjelu 3 gdje opšti kriminal je uspostavljanje vladavine prava i poštivanje zakona za sve građane Bosne i Hercegovine.
What is very important of course in section 2, section 1 and section 3 for general crime is that it's very important to respect the international standards and of course rule of law for Bosnia and Herzegovina and for all its citizens.
Postoji puno važnih stvari koje smo do sada uradili u pravnom segmentu.
There are plenty of things that we have done and achieved so far in a legal section.
Dakle, osim što smo započeli sa reformom pravosuđa u smislu izmjene krivičnog i krivičnog procesnog zakona, koji nam omogućava fleksibilniji pristup u suđenjima, jer smo kombinirali anglosaksonsko i kontinentalno pravo u našim suđenjima.
We have first of all started with the reform of our criminal legislation, that's the Criminal Procedure Code and Criminal Code, that has given us a more flexible approach to trials, because with those amendments to these two laws, we have actually inserted two systems, that's continental and Anglo-Saxon system.
I u tom smislu načinili jednu bitnu promjenu, da smo odgovornost za istrage dali apsolutno tužiocu. On je odgovoran za ishod postupka.
And with these changes, actually, we have given an important role to the prosecutor, who is therefore in charge of the investigation and is in charge to lead the process as such.
Dakle, i sve ostale norme prilagodili svim standardima koji vladaju u svijetu za pravična i fair suđenja.
And therefore, with our norms, we have adjusted ourselves to respect all international standards that are applicable, of course, in the world. And by that, we are able to have fair, provide fair trials.
Gdje akcenat dajemo na poštivanje ljudskih prava.
We, of course, emphasize in that respect the human rights, and we try to respect human rights of all participants in the process.
Mi smo isto tako izgradili kapacitete pri sudu Bosne i Hercegovine.
We also have built our capacities within the court of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Opremili sud tako da možemo istovremeno raditi od 12 do 14 suđenja.
And we have equipped our court in such manner that we are now able to conduct at the same time 12 to 14 trials.
Unijeli smo, zahvaljujući uredu registrara, visoko sofisticiranu opremu koja prati rad ovih suđenja.
Thanks to the registrar, we have highly sophisticated equipment that we use in order to be able to follow these trials.
Suđenja su apsolutno javna, pristupna raznim monitorima koji će pratiti i prati ova suđenja.
Trials are public. And various monitors are able to monitor the trials.
I u toku je već jedan postupak posebno važan jer je to prvi slučaj da je Haški tribunal ustupio slučaj ratnog zločina pred našim sudom.
And we also have a new moment at the court, and that is that the ICTY has for the first time transferred its first war crimes case to the court of Bosnia Herzegovina, and that is case Stanković.
Taj prvi predmet uz još jedan koga je pokrenulo domaće pravosuđe.
That's a second war crimes case at the court. The second war crimes case has been initiated by national officials, and therefore, it shows that criteria of ICTY are very high and strict.
U cijelosti zadovoljen.
And as such, have been fully satisfied by the court.
I očekivani smo prebacivanje i ostalih predmeta kad postanu pravosnažne odluke o prebacivanju.
We are anticipating that the ICTY will complete its decision on transferring further cases to the court of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Zaista, nastojim se skoncentrišem na one najvažnije činjenice koje smo do sada uradili.
I'm really trying to concentrate and pass on the most important facts that we have done so far, but we really have achieved so much.
Nije nevažno ne spomenuti da su naše sudije i tužioci prošle vrlo važan proces reforme imenovanja.
It is also very important to say that our judges and prosecutors have gone through a process of reform regarding their appointment.
To smatram vrlo bitnim, jer raditi ove poslove moraju biti visoko profesionalni, stručni ljudi koji su imuni na sve vrste uticaja.
It is important to say that because these people are of high profession and high expertise, and they therefore need to be also immune to any pressure and any influence.
Naime, postoji jedno neovisno sudsko tijelo koje je osnovano nakon rata.
There is an independent judicial body that has been established after the war.
To je Visoko sudsko tužilačko vijeće.
And that is High Judicial and Prosecutorial Council.
Čiji su članovi naše kolege, sudije, tužioci, ugledni pravnici, advokati, profesori fakulteta, dakle ljudi apsolutno neovisni od politike.
Members of the High Judicial Council are our colleagues, judges, prosecutors, distinguished lawyers, defense attorneys, law professors, so people really who have no affiliations to politics and are no members of politics.
Dakle, oni su ti koji imenuju sudije i tužioce u sve sudove i tužilaštva u Bosni i Hercegovini.
They are the ones who appoint all judges and prosecutors throughout the courts and prosecutors' offices in BIH.
I takav izbor garantira zaista jednu neovisnost.
Such choice and process really guarantees the independence.
Sud Bosne I Hercegovine je sud koji nije formiran ad hoc kao što je Haški tribunal da radi I prestane raditi. Ovo je jedan trajan domaći sud, domaća institucija koja će se baviti suđenjima ne samo za ratne zločine decenijama. Dakle, koliko postoji država, toliko će biti I ovaj sud.
The Court of Bosnia and Herzegovina is not ad hoc court like ICTY is, so it's not going to be present for a certain time and then therefore be terminated, but it is a permanent court of Bosnia and Herzegovina that will last for as long as the country lasts and will try all cases that come before it.
Potpuno, dakle, domaća institucija.
So it's a fully national institution.
Koja je istina specifična u svijetu po tome što u svojim redovima ima I međunarodne sudije.
That is specific by its form in the world because amongst national judges we also have international
Prisustvo
judges.
Međunarodnog, međunarodnog kadra I sudija I tužilaca.
But the presence of international staff, both judges and prosecutors,
je za početak rada ovog suda od izuzetne važnosti.
Is of extreme importance for the beginning of the work and the process of
Jer
this institution.
Ne samo da garantira objektivnost,
but their presence not only guarantees the objectivity,
već naše kolege, sudije I tužioci koji rade sa nama,
but our colleagues, judges and prosecutors who work with us,
skupa sa nama domaćim sudijama I tužiocima,
they together with us, national judges and prosecutors, create a unique practice in the world
u teoriji I praksi jedinstvenog sistema
the establishment of unique system, unique legal system that is composed of Anglo-Saxon and continental law.
Mi često kažemo domaće sudije, mi ne učimo od svojih stranih kolega, nego zajedno učimo.
We, the national judges and prosecutors, we often say that we are not learning from our colleagues, international judges and prosecutors, but we say that we together learn.
Sudije se nalaze u odjelu 1 I odjelu 2 u vijećima.
The judges are, of course, members of Section 1 and Section 2, and they are members of panels of the two sections.
Pa je tako predviđeno da ova vijeća za početak, dakle prve tri godine suđenja u odjelu 1, dakle za ratne zločine, budu sastavljena od dvojice međunarodnog I jednog domaćeg suca.
So for the first three years, it is envisaged that these panels in Section 1 for war crimes are composed of three members, two international and one national.
Ono što je bitno naglasiti je da domaći sudija predsjeda ovim vijećima I jezik je, dakle, jedan od naroda Bosne I Hercegovine.
It is important to emphasize that the presiding judge of these panels is a national judge and trials and procedures are conducted merely and firstly on the national national language.
Nakon tri godine, jedan međunarodni sudac se povlači, na njegovo mjesto dolazi domaći sudac.
After three years, it is envisaged that one of the international judges in the panel will withdraw himself from the panel and his place will be taken by a national judge.
A nakon pet godina povlači se I ovaj treći međunarodni sudac.
And after 5 years, it is envisaged that the third, the last
Tako
international judge of the panel will withdraw himself from the panel so that after 5 years, it is fully planned that panels are composed of national judges.
Analogna situacija u odjelu 2 gdje se sudi za organizirani kriminal.
The same situation in the section 2 for organized crime, economic crime and corruption.
U ovom trenutku, da bi nastavili dalje,
at this moment, in order for us to continue, we still need international support and assistance.
Smo između ostalog I radi toga ovdje, da bismo dobili tu I političku I materijalnu pomoć.
And it is, of course, one of the reasons why we are here today, is that we need still the engagement of international support, both materially and politically.
Hvala vam na pažnji. Ja sam nastojala u najkraćim crtama da vam predočim otprilike sliku kako izgleda sadašnja situacija u sudu Bosne I Hercegovine.
So thank you very much for your attention. I tried to be brief in order to briefly present to you the present situation at the Court of Bosnia I Hercegovina.
Thank you. And Mr. Kovac?
Hvala.
gospodin Kovač.
Vaše ekscelencije, dame i gospodo, dozvolite da vas pozdravim, da nam svima zaželim uspješan rad i da vam se zahvalim što ste našli vremena i razumijevanja da saslušate i da uslišite naše probleme, ako je to moguće.
Ladies and gentlemen, your excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome you all and wish us all a successful work. And I also wish to thank you for coming here to attend this session and listen to what we have to tell you, and so that we can present to you our problems.
Ja znam da je ovo skup koji se bavi postkonfliktnim vremenom.
I know that this is a gathering that deals with post-conflict period.
Kad je riječ o Bosni i Hercegovini, onda moj osjećaj je da bi se taj dio mogao podijeliti u dva dijela, jel?
When it comes to Bosnia and Herzegovina, it is my feeling that it can be divided into parts.
Jedan period neposredno posle rata, gdje je visoki predstavnik donosio sve zakone i gdje je visoki predstavnik bio apsolutni suveren, a mi smo bili u nekoj poziciji da izvršavamo određene obaveze, određene zadatke, da rješavamo određene probleme koji su se pred nas stavljali, jel?
There was this first period in which the high representative was the one who was imposing all the laws and making all the important decisions, and it was our obligation and task and to try and resolve all the problems and tackle all the problems that we faced at the time.
I bila je jedna srednja faza gdje je visoki predstavnik donosio samo neke zakone.
There was also a transition phase where the high representative was imposing only certain laws from certain areas.
I ova sad faza u kojoj se nalazimo, to je ta nova, druga faza, jel, gdje mi sami donosimo zakone, a međunarodna zajednica, predstavnici međunarodne zajednice nam pomažu da izvršimo taj zadatak.
And there is also the current phase, the phase that we're in right now, where we get to adopt our own laws make sure that they are properly enforced, whereas the international community, the role of the international community is to help us do that.
Možda je prepretenciozno da se kaže, ali čini mi se da mi to sad činimo vrlo uspješno.
It might be too pretentious to state, but it seems to me that we have been doing a rather successful job.
Predsjednica Kresu je dio sudske vlasti, ja sam dio izvršne vlasti i to su dvije različite vlasti koje odvojeno funkcionišu, a ima nekih i vezivnih elemenata.
President Kresu belongs to the judicial branch of the authority and in the executive branch. Those are two different and separate branches. However, there are certain common points and common things that we are doing together.
To tako ranije nije bilo, znate.
Which was not the case before.
Politika je i birala sudije, i određivala im šta će raditi, i tako dalje.
It was the politics and politicians who got to appoint judges, to select judges and prescribe exactly what they were supposed to be doing.
Sad to više nije slučaj.
Whereas that is no longer the case now.
I to je dobro i to je kapitalan doprinos.
That's very good and that's a major contribution.
To nam je pomogla međunarodna zajednica i koristim priliku ovo da se međunarodnoj zajednici, predstavnicima međunarodne zajednice zahvalim.
And in all that, we were helped significantly by the international community, so I take this opportunity to thank them for all they have done for us.
Ministarstvo pravde, na čije sam čelu, i prvi ministar Bosne i Hercegovine, ima tri važne zadaće.
The Ministry of Justice that I'm heading and has three important tasks.
Da radi na organizaciji pravosudnih institucija, budžetskom pozicioniranju pravosudnih institucija i izradi pravne regulative.
work on the organization of the judicial legal structures, to take care of the budget, and to work on the legal issues and legislation.
Sva tri ova segmenta nas povezuju i sa sudom i sa uredom registrara.
All those three segments put us in close connection with both the court and the registry.
I ne možemo ni jednu zadaću izvršiti ako nismo veoma, veoma povezani i ako nismo sinhronizovali naše aktivnosti i ako nemamo iste ciljeve.
And we cannot possibly carry out a single of those three tasks if you're not synchronized, if we're not connected, and if we do not share the same goals.
A mi te ciljeve imamo iste, u to vas uvjeravam, svi mi koji ovdje sjedimo
and we
i
do
koji
share
radimo na tom zadatku.
Those same goals, and I assure you of that, all of us sitting around here, and we're all working together to carry out this big task.
Ali Bosna i Hercegovina je vrlo siromašna zemlja.
But Bosnia and Herzegovina is a rather poor country.
Sa ekonomijom veoma slabom.
With a very weak economy.
I čeka se da se pravna država uspostavi, da bi strane investicije ušle u Bosnu i da bi na neki način ta ekonomija, kako mi to kažemo, u Bosni zaživila.
And there's a general feeling of that we are all waiting for the rule of law to be established in order to attract foreign investments so that our economy could actually begin to develop.
Mi u ovom programu ne možemo baš dugo čekati, jer neki zadaci su takvi da se urgentno moraju riješiti.
However, in the framework of this program, we cannot wait for too long because the nature of certain tasks is such that they need to be resolved urgently.
To smo mi svi shvatili i svakodnevno smo u kontaktu sa gospodinom Michael Johnsonom, koji vodi ured registrara i koji nam osmišljava kako da iznađemo načina da uspostavimo zatvorsku jedinicu, dakle da napravimo jedan zatvor Bosne i Hercegovine koji nam je preko potreban.
We have all realized that, and that's why we have been in constant touch, and we have been cooperating with Mr. Michael Johnson, the registrar, who has been helping us design the whole thing and carry out this effort that we have engaged upon, especially in terms of building a new prison unit, which would be a state level prison unit, which is not necessary.
Zato nam trebaju sredstva kojih mi nemamo.
And for that we need funding that we do not currently have.
I sad tražimo ta sredstva, tražimo određene donatore, sponzore, ljudi koji su spremni i koji mogu da nam pomognu, jel?
So we're actively seeking that funding. We're trying to find donors, sponsors, people who are willing and capable of helping us.
I mi se nadamo da će biti razumijevanja, tim prije što su već suđenja počela, kao što je predsjednica Kreso rekla. I postavlja se pitanje sad u ovoj tranziciji predmeta i ljudi iz Haškog tribunala, šta dalje raditi?
And we're hoping to have understanding on all sides, all the more because some trials have already started, as the president just mentioned. So the question now is how to move on.
Mi smo sagradili jednu pritvorsku jedinicu i tamo ima 21 ćelija, 20 je već punih.
We have built the detention unit with 21 beds, 21 cells, and 20 of those already filled.
Imamo samo jedno slobodno mjesto.
Which means that we only have one cell free.
A za druge mjesta nemamo.
And for others we do not have any place.
A radi se i o teškim djelima i teškim zločincima.
And we are talking serious crimes and serious criminals.
I mi to moramo da riješimo. Mi koji ovdje sjedimo.
We need to resolve this. We who are sitting, all of us sitting here at the table.
Očekujemo da nas i vi razumijete i da nam koliko je u vašoj moći pomognete.
So we expect you too to understand us and help us to the extent possible.
I zato vam se unaprijed zahvaljujemo na razumijevanju.
Which is why we thank you in advance for your understanding. Thank you.
Dame i gospodo, ja ne bih želio ponavljati što je uvažena predsjednica i uvaženi ministar rekli na ovom skupu.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would not like to repeat what my distinguished colleague, the president of the court and the minister just said.
Već ću pokušati u ovom skupu ukratko prezentovati tužilaštvo Bosne i Hercegovine.
But would rather try to present to this gathering in brief the work of the prosecutor's office of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Posebno odjela za ratne zločine.
Especially the war crimes department.
Čiji sam ja i rukovodilac.
Which I am the head of.
Odjel za ratne zločine pri tužilaštvu Bosne i Hercegovine formiran je u januaru mjesecu ove godine.
The war crimes department of the BIH prosecutor's office was established last January.
I u to vrijeme je bilo 8 domaćih tužilaca.
And back then we had 8 national prosecutors.
A nakon toga u odjel je primljeno i 5 međunarodnih
and after
tužilaca.
That, after that, 5 international prosecutors joined us as well.
U samom početku Bosna i Hercegovina kao država,
in the very beginning, Bosnia and Herzegovina as a state,
podijeljena je bila u 5 regija.
Was in the framework of our system divided in 5 regions.
I to regija sjeverozapadne Bosne.
Region, the first of all region of northwest Bosnia.
Pokrivao je tim broj 1 u tužilaštvu.
Covered by our team number 1 at the prosecutor's office.
Kad smo formirali ovih 5 regija, formirali smo i 5 timova pri posebnom odjelu za ratne zločine.
What I forgot to say is that when we established these, when we divided these 5, the country into these 5 regions, we also established 5 regional teams who would, that would be covering those 5 regions.
Na čelu svakog tima je domaći međunarodni tužilac.
And each of those teams is headed by a national prosecutor.
Pored domaćeg tužilaca nalazi se i međunarodni tužilac.
And one international prosecutor is also member of each team besides the national prosecutors leading the team.
U septembru mjesecu formirali smo i tim broj 6.
This last September we also established team number 6.
A to je područje svima nama poznato Srebrenice.
Covering the area that is well known to all of us, that's Srebrenica.
U kojem se počinili veliki zločini.
Where serious crimes were committed.
U tom timu također, pored domaćeg tužioca, imamo jednog međunarodnog tužioca.
And there too, in that team too, apart from one national prosecutor, we have an international prosecutor as well.
Posebni odjel za ratne zločine sadrži pored domaćih međunarodnih tužilaca također i prateće osoblje.
The special department for war crimes besides the national and international prosecutors also has a support staff.
A koje nam je upravo omogućilo registar tužilaštva.
And it was the registry of the prosecutor's office that provided us, that enabled us to have those.
Prvi put do sada u Bosni i Hercegovini tužilaštvo je formirano na ovaj način kao što je državno tužilaštvo BiH.
For the first time in our history of Bosnia and Herzegovina, a prosecutor's office was established in a way presented as the in a way that the prosecutor's office of BiH was established.
U odjelu za ratne zločine imamo znači stručne saradnike.
This means that at the war crimes department we have expert associates.
Jednog domaćeg, jednog međunarodnog.
Or other legal officers, one international, one national per team.
Istražitelje.
Investigators.
Case managere.
Case managers.
Prevodioce, pripravnike.
Language assistants, interns.
Koji pomažu tužiocu u radu na direktnom predmetu.
Who are all assisting the competent prosecutor in his work.
Samo na taj način organizacije tužilaštva smatram da tužilaštvo može efikasno raditi i pružiti prave rezultate.
It is my opinion that only in this way can the prosecutor's office work efficiently and effectively and provide good results.
Nakon formiranja posebnog odjela za ratne zločine,
following the establishment of the special department for war crimes,
odjel je krenuo sa radom.
The department began its operation.
Trenutno postoje četiri vrste predmeta koje radi ovo tužilaštvo.
Currently we have four types of cases at this prosecutor's office.
Jedna vrsta predmeta je predmet 11 bis.
The first category, the first type belongs to the so-called 11 bis cases.
A to su predmeti u kojim je Haški tribunal,
which are the cases that the ICTY
potvrdio optužnicu,
in which the ICTY confirmed the indictment,
i predmeti koji se ustupaju od strane Haškog tribunala tužilaštvu Bosne i Hercegovine,
and also the cases transferred by the ICTY to the prosecutor's office of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Tu već imamo jedan predmet, kao što je uvažena kolegica rekla, prebačen od strane Haškog tribunala.
As my colleague just said, we already have one case transferred from the ICTY.
To je predmet Stanković.
That's the Stanković case.
I optužnica je ovih dana treba biti prilagođena.
And the indictment is supposed to be adjusted to our system these days.
Našem zakonu o krivičnom postupku.
Adjusted to our CPC, to our criminal procedure code.
Nakon čega se očekuje suđenje u tom predmetu.
After which we are all expecting the trial to begin.
Pored tog predmeta, u predmetima 11 bis najavljeno je još šest predmeta sada.
Apart from this case, we also have indications and we expect six more cases in this 11 bis category.
I prvostepene presude se donijete u Haškom tribunalu, prvostepena rješenja su donijete u Haškom tribunalu.
And first instance decisions have already been issued at the ICTY.
I čeka se samo pravosnažnost tih rješenja.
So we are just waiting for those decisions to become final.
I vrlo brzo će tih pet predmeta biti prebačeno u državno tužilaštvo.
So very soon those five cases will also be transferred to the prosecutor's office and the court of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Upravo se sad tu javljaju problemi.
That is actually where we are encountering problems now.
Kao što je kolega Kovač nagovijestio.
As my colleague Kovač indicated.
U pritvorskoj jedinici imamo samo jedno slobodno mjesto.
We have only one empty cell at our detention unit.
A jedan predmet samo broji, mislim, Mejakić, četiri osumnjičena.
Whereas in a single case, single ICTY case,
tako da očekujemo negdje 10 predmeta iz Haga koji trebaju doći svaki dan.
We have four suspects in that single case and we are expecting some 10 suspects in total who are supposed to be transferred from the Hague.
Pored toga,
apart from that,
kako domaći, tako i međunarodni tužioci rade na predmetima kategorije 2.
Both national and international prosecutors are also working on cases falling under the category 2.
Kao i predmetima pravila puta.
As well as cases related to the rules of the road cases.
I novoprimljeni predmeti.
And new cases, newly launched cases.
Jedni od najbrojnijih predmeta su predmet pravila puta.
The majority of the cases that we have belong are the rules of the road cases.
Koji su Haškom tribunalu dobili oznaku A.
Which the ICTY has classified as category A.
I tih je predmeta najveći broj.
And we have the majority of those cases exactly.
I na tim predmetima tužilaštva rade.
So our prosecutor's office has been engaged in the work on those cases too.
I tu sada očekujemo također uskoro hapšenje nekoliko lica.
And that's where we also expect several persons to be arrested very soon.
Zaboravio sam naglasiti da tužilaštvo Bosne i Hercegovine procesuira najteža krivična djela ratnog zločina.
I forgot to mention that the prosecutor's office of Bosnia and Herzegovina has been prosecuting most serious cases of war crimes.
Upravo sa visoko pozicioniranim licima,
including highly positioned and ranking persons.
Kao što su predsjednici kriznih štabova,
such as the presidents of crisis headquarters.
najviše vojna lica,
senior military personnel,
kao i lica koja su počinila masovne zločine, masovna ubistva,
as well as persons who committed mass murders.
Ukratko bih napomenuo i ovaj tim broj 6, a to je Srebrenica.
I would also like to mention team number 6, which is Srebrenica.
Gdje imamo također sada trenutno jedan pritvorski predmet od 10 lica.
Where we also have a custody case right now, including 10 persons.
Koji su počinili masovna ubistva u Kravicama.
Who committed mass murders in Kravice.
Radi se o ubistvima oko 1000 ljudi bošnjačke nacionalnosti.
We're talking about the murders of around 1000 people of 1000 Bosniaks.
I optužnica je tu vrlo brzo bit će podignuta.
And we will very soon have indictment there as well.
Također u toku su.
Also on the way.
Istrage i drugim predmetima
Srebrenice. Are investigations in other cases related to Srebrenica.
Ali ne bih želio više o tom da opterećujem ovaj skup.
But I wouldn't want to take more of your time right now.
Bih samo naglasio probleme koji nas očekuju.
Where I would only like to emphasize problems that we are expecting.
A to su problemi kako zatvora.
Which are problems related to the prison.
Tako i pritvorske jedinice.
As well as the detention unit.
Smatram da najveći uspjeh ovog tužilaštva može se pripisati i registraru, odnosno međunarodnoj zajednici.
That the biggest success of this prosecutor's office can be attributed to the registrar or the international community.
Koja je do sada dala punu podršku kako materijalno, tako i punu podršku.
Which has been providing full support.
A nadam se da će i u buduće.
And I hope it will continue to do so.
Jer ukoliko bi ostali uskraćeni za tu pomoć,
for if we were to be deprived of that assistance,
bili bi samo na jednom početku,
we would go back to the beginning,
rada, a kraj je daleko,
and the end, the outcome would be very far.
Ovo su predmeti koji se ne mogu završiti ni za godinu, dve.
These are cases that cannot be completed in a year or two.
Nego predmeti koji će se voditi decenijama.
But cases that will go on for decades to come.
Kao što se danas vode čak neki predmeti iz Drugog svjetskog rata.
Just like some of the World War II cases are ongoing even today.
Za sada toliko i puno hvala na.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I want to say that USIP, I and USIP were pleased to collaborate with President Krešel, Mr. Marinkovic, in supporting the first outreach efforts of the court in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and it's a pleasure to continue to work with you on outreach outside of the country. I have to say, in every instance, I continue to be impressed. This is, I think everyone will agree, an enormous achievement and accomplishment. With great challenges ahead remaining for Bosnia and Herzegovina and for this process. I have many questions of my own, but time is short and I'll hold mine in abeyance. But we would like this to be really an open conversation. And so I'd like to throw the floor open to anyone with a question, please.
I'd like to know what impact these cases are having on the population in Bosnia, and where do they expect the funding to come from? They're here saying that they need funds for the prison to be built and for the detention center. Where do they expect these funds to come from?
I can answer the funding one very quickly. If I can, from the funding perspective, the international funds are outlined in the project plan before you, and the national contribution from the national budget is also. They're expecting it to come, as it has for the first two of the 5 years of the project, from donor states, about 17 of them, primarily Europe and North America.
Mi još uvijek nemamo potpunu sliku kakav će uticaj biti na populaciju u Bosni i Hercegovini proces suđenja u sudu. Međutim, ono što do sad imamo povratnu informaciju je to da ljudi daju punu podršku radu ovoga suda.
We still don't have the full picture as to what impact this may have to the population of Bosnia and Herzegovina, but what we do have, what we know so far is that the citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina give their full support to the work of the Court of Bosnia and Herzegovina and have confidence in it.
Ono što je vrlo bitno, mi do sada imamo višekratnu potvrdu povjerenja udruženja žrtava kako iz Republike Srpske, tako i iz Federacije, koji su nam dali puno povjerenje, javno.
We also have received the full support and full confidence in public, of course, by the associations of victims, both from RS and Federation.
Međutim, i htjela bih skrenuti pažnju na subtilnost tog povjerenja.
But I would like to just draw the attention to the a subtleness of this confidence.
Naime,
that we have
optuženi koji dođu iz Haga
the
ili
defendants that
koji
come
su optuženi
from
od domaćih
vlasti defendants that have been indicted by the national authorities.
Izjašnjavaju se da imaju povjerenje u sud Bosne i Hercegovine.
Also say that they have confidence in the court of Bosnia.
Tu i žrtve kažu koje očekuju pravdu.
Victims also say this, victims who expect to see justice served.
Ali u konačnici morate shvatiti da je to povjerenje relativno gledano sa stanovišta žrtve i optuženog.
Relative when you look at from the perspective of the defendant and perspective of the victim.
Žrtve traže brzo da dođu do pravde.
Victims always seek justice to be served quickly.
Optuženi vjeruju svoju nevinost. To je
the
česta činjenica.
Always believe that they are innocent. It's an often fact that we face.
Dakle, jedna od te dvije strane može u konačnici biti nezadovoljna.
So at the end one or the other side can of course be unhappy.
Ali to je dio našega posla.
But this is part of our job.
Da ljudi ili budu ili ne budu zadovoljni sa kaznom ili presudom.
It's part of our job that people are either happy or not happy with the outcome.
As you know, there's a schedule and a plan in place for the ICTY to complete its business and close down. And one of the concerns that some people have raised is what will happen if Radovan Karadzic and Ratko Mladic are not captured until after the ICTY closes down. If that happens, do you think that your court should hold the trials for their cases? And if so, what do you think some of the difficulties and challenges might be?
Dakle, to je jedno hipotetičko pitanje.
So this is basically a hypothetical question.
Šta bi bilo kad bi bilo?
What would happen if
dakle,
it happens?
Dakle, ako se dogodi da se Haški tribunal zatvori.
If it happens that the ICTY closes down.
A najtraženiji optuženici budu uhvaćeni.
And that the most wanted criminals are arrested.
Odgovor na pitanje zavisi od toga gdje će biti uhvaćeni.
Then the answer to the question would be primarily we would first need to it would first depend on where they would be arrested.
Ako budu uhvaćeni u Bosni i Hercegovini, sudit će im nadležni sud u Bosni i Hercegovini.
If they're arrested in Bosnia and Herzegovina, then they will be trialed before the relevant court of Bosnia.
Međutim, ako se oni predaju ili budu uhvaćeni u Srbiji ili Crnoj Gori,
but if they're arrested or they surrender themselves
to malo either in Serbia, situaciju.
Montenegro or Croatia, then this would complicate a bit the situation.
Jer stanovnici Bosne i Hercegovine imaju dvojna državljanstva.
Because the citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina have dual citizenship.
Bosansko ili hrvatsko ili Srbije i Crne Gore.
So they have the Bosnian citizenship and either Serbian Montenegro or Croatia.
Ustavi susjednih zemalja ne dozvoljavaju izručenje svojih državljana.
The constitution of those neighboring countries does not allow for that country to extradite their citizens.
To je jedan problem s kojim se već sada suočavamo u drugim predmetima.
It is already the existing problem that we face in some present cases.
Naš sud i naš je stav da bi suđenja trebala biti organizirana tamo gdje je zločin počinjen, dakle prema mjestu izvršenja krivičnog djela.
The opinion of the court is that the trials should be conducted for case that basically the trials people should be trialed at the court, relevant court of the country where they committed the crime. So that should be the relevance of the trials and where they should be organized.
To je problem na koji upozoravam i ja i glavni tužilac Marinko Jurčević.
So this is the problem that me, together with the chief prosecutor Marinko Jurčević, we have been actually emphasizing.
Evo svježeg primjera. Kolega Marinković je naveo istragu u predmetu Kravice koji se odnosi na ubistvo 1000 ljudi u Srebrenici.
Mr. Marinković has just pointed out the fact from Kravica case and the investigation that relates to murdering of hundreds of people.
7 ljudi je u pritvoru i vodi se istraga.
7 people in that case are.
Dok je isto toliko ubijeno i nalaze se u Srbiji, Crnoj Gori.
And the process is ongoing, but that many people are also in fugitives and are in run in neighboring countries.
Nedostupni su pravosudnim organima Bosne i Hercegovine.
And we they are not the judicial system, the judicial institutions of Bosnia and Herzegovina cannot get hold of them.
Zato je moj kratak odgovor. Ako ti optuženi, osumičeni, to je Mladić i Karadžić, budu uhvaćeni, zavisi gdje će biti uhvaćeni, tamo će im se suditi.
So my short answer would be that if these defendants, Ratko Mladić, Karadžić, if they are arrested, it is important to know where they will be arrested, and that will be the place where they will be trialed. That will be the country where they will be trialed, depending on where they are arrested.
Other questions? Yes. You've done an excellent job.
Back on your
right. Yeah, please.
Do you think the international community has done enough to arrest Mladić and Karadžić?
No, to je pitanje koje se povlači već dugo vremena.
That's the question that has been asked now for
da li je,
a long time.
Ili nije, ja to ne mogu odgovoriti.
Whether
ne
it
znam.
Has done enough or not, I really cannot give an answer to that because I don't know.
Ja o tome čitam u novinama.
I read about that in newspapers.
I mean, there is intense pressure right now with the Dayton anniversary, 10-year anniversary and all that, for them to be arrested. And Burns has said that unless they are arrested, there is no chance that Serbia would enter NATO or the EU.
The simple answer to that question is if the international community and the community of nations had done all that was necessary to apprehend them, they would be incarcerated at the moment, and they're not. So the answer is no, there hasn't been enough done because they are not apprehended.
And do you think their arrest would in a way for the Bosnian people would help heal the wounds of this war? I mean, it's symbolic in a way. I mean, these are the two most wanted criminals.
Sasvim normalno, samim njihovim hapšenjem pravda bi bila djelimično zadovoljena.
Naturally, by their arrest, justice would be partially served.
Jer su to bili visoko pozicionirani ljudi.
Since those were highly ranking,
na najvišem rangu.
Highly ranked officials.
I upravo narod Bosne i Hercegovine očekuje njihova hapšenja.
Senior officials and the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina does expect their arrest.
Thank you. First, I want to congratulate you that the work of the court, you really, it's incredible what has been done. But I think even you have mentioned that even in the best case scenario, there's only a couple of hundred of war criminals that could even be tried by the court. And what I wanted to ask is, what other kinds of mechanisms do you think would be important for Bosnia in order to deal with justice from the past? For example, would a truth commission be something that you think would be a complementary mechanism to the work of the court?
Okay.
to je jedno pitanje vrlo značajno.
It's a very important question.
Po nekim saznanjima oko 10.000 slučajeva ima koji bi bili ili trebali da budu procesuirani.
According to some information, there can be around 10,000 cases that should be or could be prosecuted.
Normalno je da ne treba ni očekivati da će sud Bosne i Hercegovine suditi sve te slučajeve.
Naturally, we cannot expect that the court of Bosnia and Herzegovina would try all those cases.
To će suditi neke slučajeve i neki drugi niži sudovi.
It will take on some of those cases, but others will be tried by lower courts.
A opet ostaje ono vaše pitanje, šta dalje? Dakle, da li je to rješenje?
But your question still stands. How to move on? What next? Is that the solution? Will that be a solution?
Rješenje je da se ide ka pomirenju.
The solution would be to move on towards reconciliation.
I sad je jedna faza takva da se razmišlja.
And now we're at a right time to think about that.
Dakle, da ide i jedan i drugi proces uporedno.
That we should have both of those processes in parallel, going on in parallel.
I mislim da je to pravo rješenje.
And I think that would be actually the real solution, the right solution.
Dozvolite da dopunim odgovor na vaše pitanje.
Allow me to add a few words to the answer to your question.
Dakle, potpuno prihvatam objašnjenje koje je dao ministar Kovač.
So I fully accept the explanation given by Minister
Kovač. Ali kao praktičar, dakle, sudija, ne samo kao predsjednik suda.
As a judge,
mogu reći u kontekstu ovog odgovora da je zaista nemoguće da sud Bosne i Hercegovine procesuira sve moguće ratne zločine koji su počinjeni.
It is of course impossible for the court of Bosnia and Herzegovina to trial all
cases. Jer bi se zatrpao poslovima.
Because the court was therefore overloaded.
Zbog toga postoji ta kategorizacija u osjetljivosti predmeta.
So that's why we have the category for sensitive cases.
I oni najosjetljiviji ostaju na sudu Bosne i Hercegovine.
Cases as such, and the most sensitive cases will stay within the responsibility of the court.
Ostali predmeti će se dakle distribuirati na lokalne sudove širom Bosne i Hercegovine prema mjestu gdje zločin počinjen.
The rest of the cases will be distributed across other courts in Bosnia and Herzegovina depending on where the crime took place and was committed.
Ja imam jednu ideju.
I have
kako bi mogli riješiti probleme koji nastanu na lokalnim sudovima, koji nisu ni materijalni, kadrovski, nemaju dovoljno, dakle, sudija, nisu ovako opremljeni kao mi da odgovore zadatku procesuiranja jednog predmeta kojeg dobiju.
I have an idea as to how to resolve the burden that the lower courts may face and the problems that they may face with trying these cases and taking the responsibility for their work because they do not have the material and technical equipment and support like we at the state court have.
Mogli bi primijeniti model koji je Haški tribunal prema nama, sudu Bosne i Hercegovine, ustanovio.
We could actually apply the model that the ICTY has had with us towards the court of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Recimo, ako ne daj Bože nešto krene krivo u jednom suđenju koje nam je ustupio Haški tribunal.
For example, if you know, God forbid that if we have problems with one case that has been transferred from the ICTY to us.
Haški tribunal ima pravo taj predmet povući nazad.
The ICTY therefore has the right to withdraw that case back to the from the court of BIH back to the ICTY.
Mogli bi i mi, ustanovljavajući određene objektivne kriterije, takve predmete sa lokalnih sudova vratiti nama u nadležnost.
So we could do the same thing with local courts, of course upon the objective opinion and having proof that they may not be capable to conduct the trial for those cases, we could do the same with local courts and withdraw.
Dakle, to bi bio jedan od mehanizama koji bismo mogli primijeniti.
It could be one of the mechanisms that we could apply.
U kontekstu vašeg pitanja.
In the context of your question.
Čudan predmet i kao što znate ovaj drugi dio predmeta je dakle organizirani kriminal i korupcija.
Bilo više komentara na ovaj predmet Ante Jelavića. Ne znam koliko je u kontekstu ove teme o kojoj danas raspravljamo, ali vrlo kratko.
There have been few answers relating to the case Jelavić, and I'm not sure how much is it within the context of today's conversation, but to be very brief.
Predmet u kojem je osuđen i dobio 10 godina.
The case in which the defendant or the indictee has been
je u fazi žalbenog postupka.
Is in the appeals phase.
I u hipotetičkoj situaciji, ako žalbe budu odbijene i ostane 10 godina,
hypothetically speaking, if the appeals are to be dismissed or rejected, and
dakle, presuda
have,
postane pravosnožna, ustupit će se pravosnim organima years, so Hrvatske na izvršenje
the verdict,
te kazne.
Becomes final, then the indictee will be asked to serve his sentence
shodno,
in Croatia.
Jeli, ugovorima između naše dvije zemlje.
Of course,
u drugom predmetu,
in accordance with the agreements that we have, that the two countries have.
Jedan, dakle on kao jedinka je razdvojen njegov predmet, nastavak suđenja je prema ostalima krenuo. Izdvojen je dakle postupak u odnosu na Anto Jelavića u odnosu na takozvanu hrvatsku samoupravu. Tako se zove slučaj skraćeno. Dakle, ostalim licima se sudi u odnosu na njega izdvojeno.
Procedure is ongoing in respect to the other.
Kratak komentar, ne može izbjeći pravdi.
To je to. But, dobro, očekujete da ćete vidjeti u hrvatskom zatvoru?
Trebalo bi. Dakle, ako ćemo poštivati međunarodne ugovore, a i Hrvatska i Bosna i Hercegovina su potpisnice,
and the Croatia and Bosnia
i Hercegovina, mi već sarađujemo na tom planu u ostalim predmetima.
We cooperate, we are under cooperation on the same matter in other
recimo BiH državljanin osuđen u Hrvatskoj pa je pobjegao u Bosnu i Hercegovini, izdržava tu kaznu koju su mu izrekli pravosudni organi Hrvatske u Bosni i Hercegovini.
For example, the BiH citizen who has committed
na to nas obavezuje evropske konvencije
Bosnia, of course is
koje regulišu tu materiju u pružanju međunarodne pravne pomoći
conducting its sentence in Bosnia and Herzegovina in respect to these agreements that we have signed, and of course we are under the obligation of međunarodne konvencije of international conventions to do so as well.
Hvala. In your opinion,
vašem mišljenju,
Bosnian
su li bosansko-hercegovački građani zadovoljni s načinom kako je vođeno suđenje Miloševića u Hagu i da li možda misle da je dužina suđenja Miloševića dozvolila njemu samom da manipuliše i da nekako uskrati povjerenje pravosudnog sistema. Mi nemamo egzaktnog pokazatelja, mislim da nisu vođene ankete o tome, niti imam rezultate kako građani BiH reagiraju na suđenje Miloševiću u Hagu.
We don't have exact information. We haven't done some sort of a questionnaire throughout the country in order to gain the opinion of citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina in respect to the trial of Milošević.
Ali kao stručno lice, dakle kao sudija,
but as a judge,
dijeli mišljenje mojih kolega koji smatraju da su ta suđenja neopravdano duga.
I share the opinion of my colleagues who also
da pritvor traje neograničeno, što nije slučaj u našem zakonodavstvu.
That these trials are too long for because no justified reasons, which is not really the case in our judicial system.
Poštujući, dakle, ljudska prava,
are not,
mi smo naše zakonodavstvo ustrojili tako da je taj pritvor koji može trajati u istrazi limitiran na 6 mjeseci.
Our system, judicial system, has been composed in such way that the detention within the investigative phase can last up to 6 months.
A od potvrđenja optužnice u suđenju može trajati godinu dana.
But once the indictment is confirmed in the trial phase, this detention can last for up to a year.
Međutim, pokazalo se da ta dužina od godinu dana nije dovoljno za jedno fair i kompletno suđenje koje je komplicirano. Pa smo stavili prijedlog da se produži taj pritvor analogno kako je to hrvatsko zakonodavstvo riješilo.
However, the one-year detention period has in practice shown that it's not enough in order to complete one complex case and have a fair trial for the case. So we've proposed that we do something similar or the same as the Croatian system has done in this respect.
Brza pravda je dobra pravda, bar tako naši ljudi misle.
Our people think that fast justice is good justice.
Can I ask Mr. Johnson to respond to that?
Pitao bi Johnsona da odgovori na ovo isto pitanje.
I'm sorry, yeah. My question was about the length.
Dakle, pitao je slučaj Johnsona vezano za suđenje. No, dužinu trajanja suđenja Miloševića. Da li to i naštetilo celokupnom konceptu međunarodne međunarodnog pravosudnog sistema, dakle u kontekstu i domaće.
You know, I think the answer to that question obviously is a long and involved one. I would be happy to talk to you afterwards about my own particular views, but I think it's clear from the perspective of the judicial sector of Bosnia-Herzegovina that trial could never occur in Sarajevo because the law requires that crimes, regardless of how complex, as the President has indicated, must be completed in a very extraditious fashion. That has put a great deal of pressure on the justice sector of Bosnia-Herzegovina, the prosecutor's office, the Minister of Justice, as well as the court, to build a process that is fast enough to meet legal obligations, which only, I think, adds to the significance of the achievement of reconstruction within the justice sector of Bosnia-Herzegovina that has occurred in the last year and a half. But to answer your question directly, Milosevic could not occur in Bosnia. The reason he could is because the law will not allow it. And the reason the law is, as the President said, because in Bosnia they believe in speedy justice. I think we can hear as well.
Sukno čave zakonske mjere po tom pitanju, a isto tako i drugi bosanski vjeruju na brzu pravdu.
Okay.
I just would like to follow up on that. We believe in speedy justice here, too, but I don't think we have a specific time limit on trials. Doesn't this potentially raise some concerns about fair trial guarantees and opportunity to put on a full defense? Or, I mean, particularly in the context of the previous question I asked about a hypothetical situation where you might have a trial of, say, Radovan Karadzic, to have a one-year limit seems to be a little bit of a potential concern there.
Možda se nismo dobro razumjeli. Suđenja mogu trajati duže, ali pritvor je limitiran na godinu dana.
Maybe we didn't understand each other. The trial can go on, but detention is limited to a year.
Naime, ako za godinu dana sudija ne završi određeni proces, on će optuženog pustiti da se brani sa slobode.
If a judge doesn't complete the trial in a year, he therefore must release the defendant from detention and continue the process, and the defendant can defend himself from freedom, from outside.
I mean, in all of these transition countries, the none of these specialty areas, even justice, really are able to avoid the political importance of what they're doing. And one of the issues that arises in every case that I've seen is the question of local ownership. And we've now seen, as you're describing, an original hybrid model. There are other hybrids, and then there's the pure international model. And I just wonder if you feel this process could have been started earlier in Bosnia, or whether the law international phase was absolutely necessary for whatever reason.
Evo, pokušat ću ja odgovoriti. Međunarodni faktor je odigrao značajnu ulogu.
The international factor has played an important role
u uspostavi pravosudnog sistema nakon rata.
In the establishment of judicial system after the war.
I sud Bosne i Hercegovine je uspostavljen zahvaljujući međunarodnoj zajednici.
The court of Bosnia and Herzegovina has been established thanks to the international
community. Bilo je strašnih otpora i protivljenja da se uspostavi sud koji ima ingerencije na teritoriji cijele države, bez obzira na entitetske granice.
There was a lot of reluctance for the establishment of the Court of Bosnia and Herzegovina that as such would have the responsibility and jurisdiction throughout the territory of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Otpor od strane?
Otpor od određenih političkih faktora.
Reluctance from certain relevant political factors.
Zapravo, svi su
svi su htjeli
imati svoja entitetska zakonodavstva zasnovana samo na teritorijalnom principu.
They all wanted to have their entity judiciary that will be only based on the territorial.
Recimo, stanovnik federacije nakon počinjenja krivičnog djela pobjegne u Republiku Srpsku, niste ga mogli suditi u federaciji. Jedino pravosudni organi Republike Srpske mogli su imati ingerencije nad njim.
So for example, if
somebody
if somebody commits a crime in federation and runs over to the RS, the only the responsible authority to trial this case in that respect would be the RS. The person would not be able to be handed over to federation for that process, but it would also mean vice versa.
Međunarodna zajednica je pomogla da se organizuje agencije na državnom nivou koji provode zakon na nivou države.
The international community has also helped in the establishment of the law enforcement agencies, that can conduct their work throughout Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Među kojim je SIPA, jedna od najznačajnijih agencija za provođenje zakona.
Amongst which we have SIPA, which is one of the most important law enforcement agencies in Bosnia.
I ostale agencije kao što je financijska policija.
Other agencies as well like financial
služba,
police, state border service.
Sve te službe imaju svoje odjeljenja koje rade za ovaj sud.
So all these law enforcement agencies have their services that work within the court of Bosnia.
I budite sigurni da nije bilo pomoći međunarodne zajednice, ne bi bilo ni ovoga suda.
Be sure that this court would not exist today if it wasn't for the support of the international community.
I da je osnivanje ovog suda puni pogodak.
And it's a great achievement.
I tužilaštva naravno.
To have the court established as well as the prosecutor's office.
Right, but if I could also just sort of put a point on Rick's question. This is important as we look forward to future cases, and while every country is different, would it have been possible and would it have been good for this process to be initiated in Bosnia and Herzegovina earlier than it was, rather than waiting for close to 10 years after the war to develop this national level process?
Pa gledajte, vjerovatno se čekalo da sazriju određene političke prilike pa da se uspostave svi ovi segmenti od suda, od državnih agencija koje prate rad ovoga suda.
I suppose that the right moment was being waited for and for the mature political surrounding that was necessary in order to now have the establishment of the agencies that I've mentioned supporting the court of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Mi smo se sad objedinili. Kolega Vaso Marinković je došao iz Banja Luke, dakle iz Republike Srpske, došao u državno tužilaštvo.
We have now joined together, so to say, Mr. Vaso Marinković came from Banja Luka to
ja sam iz federacije. Tako u svim agencijama državnim kombinacija ljudi, kadrova iz oba entiteta.
So in all agencies we have a combination of people that come from various parts of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the two entities.
Ja to pitanje gledam kao činjenično.
I see that question and that issue as factual.
Pravno i političko.
Legal and political.
Sva tri segmenta su vrlo složene.
All those three segments are rather complex.
Naročito ovim složenim predmetima kao što je slučaj Milošević i drugi.
Especially in those complex cases such as Milošević and others.
Neke od tih slučajeva sam imao priliku da listam, da gledam.
I have had a chance to flip through some of those cases.
Radnje izvršenja nije locirana samo na području Bosne i Hercegovine.
And those crimes were not committed only in the territory of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Šire je to.
but in a wider area.
Svjedoci nisu locirani na području Bosne i Hercegovine.
Witnesses are not only are not located only inside Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Ima ih imam Bosni i Hercegovina.
Some of them live outside Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Materijalni dokaz.
Also material evidence, substantive evidence.
Samo u Bosni i Hercegovini, ima ih drugdje.
Are not only located in Bosnia and Herzegovina, but in other places as well.
I sve to na neki način trebalo izvagati.
And all that was supposed to be balanced and weighed.
Pa napraviti jednu pravnu procjenu.
And make a legal assessment
slučaja
of the particular case.
A Boga me to vidite, i ekonomska procjena je vrlo bitna.
And as you can see, the economic assessment is important as well.
Koliko će to sve koštati?
Just how much all that will eventually cost.
Jedan slučaj sadrži i desetak, možda i više drugih predmeta, dakle on je složen.
One particular case may contain several dozens of other cases, so that's why it is a complex case.
I zato se i primjenjuje pravilo 11 bis.
Which is why we have the application of the rule 11 bis.
I srednje i niže rangirani predmeti distribuiraju prema nacionalnim državama, odnosno zakonodavstvima.
So mid-level and lower-level cases are distributed to lower courts or lower jurisdictions.
I mislim da je to dobro rješenje.
And I believe it's a good solution.
E sad, da li je moglo ranije ili nije?
So whether that could have been done earlier, sooner or not.
Ovaj sud je formiran, zna se kad je formiran, jel?
We all know when exactly this court was established as such.
I trebalo je vremena da se i sam organizuje.
And it took time for the court itself to get organized properly.
Trebalo je i zakonodavstvo da se pripremi.
It took time for the legislation to be in place.
I trebalo je to sve u funkciju da se stavi.
And to put all that in operation.
Trebalo je pomiriti anglosaksonske elemente i elemente domaće kontinentalnog prava, pa to...
One had to find balance between elements of anglosaxon and continental law.
I niz drugih zadaća je trebalo odraditi da bi se mogli suditi takvi slučaje.
And a number of other tasks needed to be carried out in order for those, such cases to be tried before the court.
Vrijeme u kome se sad nalazimo je takvo vrijeme da zaista mislim da se mogu suditi vrlo teški predmet.
This current time, I believe, is the time, this current period of time is a period in which I believe such serious cases really can be tried.
Ali opet pod pretpostavkom da postoji snažna materijalna potpora.
But again, on condition that there is a strong material support.
I razumijevanje šire međunarodne zajednice.
And the understanding of a broader international community.
Vidite, sad se to komplikovalo.
This has complicated to a certain extent.
Mi u sudu Bosne i Hercegovine sudimo ratne zločine.
At a court of BIH we are prosecuting war crimes and war criminals, but
sad imamo situaciju organizovanog kriminala.
We also have organized crime.
Privredno kriminal,
economic crime,
koji je možda u datom trenutku i prevalentan,
which may at a given moment even be prevalent,
i vrlo opasan po društvo,
and very dangerous to the society,
opasan po širu međunarodnu zajednicu,
dangerous to the broader international community.
Jer ovi što se opašu negde bombama, oni, znate, pređu vrlo brzo granicu.
These people who put bombs on themselves, they cross borders easily.
Predsjednica Kreso je pomenula SIPA.
The president Kreso mentioned SIPA.
To je služba koju smo mi u Bosni i Hercegovini organizovali.
Which is the agency that we in Bosnia and Herzegovina put together.
Da, sa Interpolom i drugim strukturama sličnih službi međunarodne zajednice djeluje.
To cooperate and work with Interpol and other similar international agencies.
E, opet, sve mu je centrala sud Bosne i Hercegovine.
But the centerpiece of all that, the focal point of all that is the court of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Kad se takav negde ulovi,
and when one such person is apprehended somewhere,
on se predaje tužiocu i predsednici KRS.
He is then brought before the competent prosecutor and the president KRS.
I oni treba da mu nađu mjesto, da ga smjeste, da mu nađu sobu.
They are the ones who are supposed to accommodate that person to find a place of custody for that person.
A mi takvih soba sad nemamo.
And the thing is, currently we do not have such rooms or cells for those persons. But we must build them.
I want to thank each of our speakers and thank Rick and CSIS for co-hosting this event. I think it's safe to say that certainly 10 years ago, and certainly in a shorter time span than that, most observers would have said that it was hard to imagine the creation of the kind of effort that you are all pursuing today. It is an impressive feat with obviously a lot of challenges remaining ahead, and this is an experiment that many people will be watching closely and hopefully doing what they can to assist in its success. We'll be formally concluding. I know that our guests can stay around for a few minutes if those of you still have individual questions that you'd like to pursue. Rick, please.
Just again, I didn't really thank Neil at the beginning for the good work that he's been doing out in the field, but also for co-hosting this and his colleagues for helping with it, and Ambassador George Bruno for bringing the guests here today, this morning. Thank you. Special thanks. Thanks to all of you for coming so early in the morning. And please join me in thanking our honored guests for being with us this morning.